So after about 6 or 7 years of being really successful, but I just felt disillusioned, like there was something missing. There was just really something missing. I couldn't put my finger on it. Just, I believe it now to be sort of purpose, that I'd be, you know, I was so keen to be successful and to find a girlfriend and to find a wife, but I'd gone away from my purpose. There'd been me over here with all my ambitions, and then there was my purpose, which was over here. And I started feeling really down, and I started thinking maybe it's the girlfriend that I'm dating, you know. I started really searching on, you know, I've got everything. I've made it now. I've got over that fear of being insane. I've done everything. But there's still that thing of, you know, what is your higher sort of, what's your higher goal? And I didn't even really know exactly then what it was. I just knew that there was something really missing, like something really felt hollow inside. And what I also hadn't got over at the time was when I was living that unauthentic life for those 21 years, I had to deceive people, and in relationships as well, especially in relationships, you know, you had to deceive people, you know, you had to go like, well, oh, you're a bit busy today, when in actual fact you're spending the day in seclusion. And even when I was dating now, even with this new girlfriend, I couldn't be completely honest with her. I had too much fear about being completely honest with her. You know, like there's major concerns. She even spoke to me about it and I completely denied it, even though it was the truth. It was just so easy to deny because I'd been living in denial for so many years. It was so easy for me to just tell a lie than it was to tell the truth and say like, yeah, that is exactly what I'm feeling. That was a big learning experience, because what happens when you carrying on deceiving, and this is why, and we're going to go back to Christianity, this is why, this was a later realization, this is why these rules in Christianity are there, is because do not give false testimony, which basically means do not lie. Because what you do is you start lying to yourself. When you lie to others, your brain doesn't recognize that as lying to someone else. And I believe it's because of, you know, we come from hunter-gatherer clans, and that basically lying to someone else in a hunter-gatherer clan is the same as lying to yourself, because you see yourself as part of one big unit. So you kind of still have that mentality, because like 98% of our DNA is as hunter-gatherers, and even before that, you know, as always as part of a clan. That's our Homo sapiens became the dominant species. But so when you start lying, or, you know, so when she asked me, you know, is there something wrong? I go like, no, there's nothing wrong. Meanwhile, there's lots going on in my mind that's wrong. That's a lie. And the more I'd started lying, and this had started when I was 20, you know, I'd started living this unauthentic life, and this had just carried on. And that's not something, when I recovered from when I was 41, so 21 years later, I hadn't stopped lying. I hadn't stopped living unauthentically. You know, I would just say whatever I felt like the person needed to hear. Of course, with patience, it was different. And then when I started dating this amazing woman, she wasn't perfect, because no such thing exists. No such thing exists as a perfect person. But so this lying basically made me lie to myself. And then I came up with this brilliant idea. It was during COVID, so I had time to think. And I heard on a podcast one night about why should God be a man or a woman? You know, why couldn't God not just be something else than a man or a woman? Something just triggered in my mind and went like, hey, this could be my purpose. This makes so much sense, because I was worried that so much of my life and a lot of spiritual people's lives and Christians were living in servitude and spending their lives trying to impress God. For some unknown reason, it's like, why were we trying to impress God when God isn't the one who needs to be impressed? You know, but normally spiritual people aren't as successful as atheistic types. And the reason I came to, even with myself, was servitude. I was giving too much to my patients, even. Like every patient that came in, I would just give my heart and soul, you know, to this patient. And it was a servitude, like service to this higher power, that by then I wasn't even certain existed. I'd gone back to being agnostic, but I was still in service to this maybe God that might exist, because it had been so many years since I'd had, even though I'd had quite a few injuries during those times. I'd broken my ribs at one stage. I'd had some knee injuries that all healed within a matter of seconds. I still started going, well, that could just all be the brain. That could be the brain doing it, because now the brain's got used to things healing fast. Whenever the brain feels right, then you just trigger that part of the brain that can heal your body. So I was going like, well, it could all just be the brain, but the brain needs to believe in a God, not that there is actually a God. So that was my thinking at the time. And then my thinking morphed into, as I heard that thing of, maybe it mustn't be, have human type qualities, something triggered in my mind. And it was like, this is it. This is how you get over servitude, is by having a God that doesn't have human type qualities. You can have a God, you can have a God with so much power that can give you whatever you want whenever you ask for it. And you can do whatever you want, whichever way you want to do it. But it can just be this incredible power. Like if you imagine you're on the edge of the sun, you're like on the surface of the sun, and then amount of power of that, and then you multiply that times 1,000. There's 1,000 suns, and then that by another 1,000, and then that by another billion, and then that by another billion. You try to imagine that every day, that you've got this amount of power at your disposal. And I started going down this, and there was quite a bit of anxiety at first, going like, either you've made some really bad decisions in the past few years. Like I'd had quite a few like semi burnouts where I thought now I was going to branch off and become a photographer, or branch off and do this and branch off and do that. I was trying to get over servitude, and then this was kind of, this really, really, really gripped me. Was like, no, there can be a God without human qualities. So for 8 months after that, I was wake up at 3:30 every morning. I was writing a book in the morning. Then I was learning two languages, German and Spanish, after writing for 2 hours, and then going surfing for 2 or 3 hours, and then going and working and expanding the clinic. I got plans. I was getting plans approved for to go triple story. I'd started another business on the side, and I was working 7 days a week. I was going out on Friday nights. So I was having a little bit of a nap on Saturday afternoons, but the rest of the time I was just working like 16 to 18 hours, 7 days a week, and really enjoying it. Drinking a lot of caffeine, which I'd never done before, and I just had this so much energy, because I thought this is going to change the world. I was once again back in this change the world type mentality. And even though I'd had the experience of so many ill effects, my brain was, from all the lying that I'd done to other people, was now lying to myself, going like, that part of the brain that could differentiate between lying to myself had been turned off. And I didn't know that at the time. And I was concerned a little bit. So I was like, hey, what if I'm wrong? But then another part of my brain was like, no, you found your purpose, and this is why you've got all this energy. You finally found your purpose, and this is where all this energy is coming from. Until I started feeling tired. And then I realized, wait, hang on, what have I done? And that was when I started seeing really, really, really bizarre things happen all around me. Because my brain, I only realized later, my brain didn't want to go down the sort of the come down of burnout. I believe I've figured out now was the subconscious, that there was a subconscious punishment mechanism from the lying, that I couldn't actually realize the truth. But this got me to the next thing, is now that the brain didn't want to go down, because I'd been at such a high level for so long, basically almost not really manic, but just at this really sort of high level of energy and having very little sleep, then I was going to have to go through the dip. And whatever it was that was feeling wrong, I was going to have to address that as well. But the brain didn't want to do that. The brain wanted to stay at this high level. And that was when I started seeing things happening outside of the body. things really bizarre, really powerful things happening. And this time, I'm certain that this wasn't God. This was just the brain that it got used to on those two previous occasions and those other times that it healed. This was just the brain trying to save itself from months and months of depression, which it was just petrified of doing. So it could actually change things outside because it had grown exponentially. So if it was 582 times more in the second time, you multiply that by 582, and that's now 7,000 times more powerful than the power that the first healing had to even blister the wrists and to heal my body from close to death in 6 months. The second time took 5 hours. This time, because my body was healthy, I was just tired, that's what it was. Because my body was healthy, I was noticing things outside the body happening. And this just really got me wondering, what's going on? And, is this, what power is this at my disposal? Because a lot of the times I'd ask this energy, then whatever I thought of, that thing would happen. There were just so many instances over the next 6 weeks that got me thinking, well, maybe I've tapped into a new power. It was a very confusing time because I knew I was getting more and more tired, because I was on the come down, but my brain didn't want to go there. So it was making all these incredible things happen around me, and that was just my brain. So my brain had got more and more powerful in its quest for survival over those two other episodes, and had witnessed other episodes of incredible things happening. But now it was at this place where it could actually manipulate things external to me, and it was reaffirmed every single day. And I thought, well, there's something going on here. There's something really, really, really powerful going on here. And maybe I have tapped into some amazing energy. What is going on? Until I got to find out the truth. And I'm going to talk about that next time. So I hope you enjoyed this part of the story.